Yeah, it still ticks me off, the 3-1. Anyway, let's get to Sam Gordon from the San Francisco Chronicle Warriors beat writer. Minnesota's old. Hey, we're bringing in Sam Gordon here on the River Islands Guest Line and all guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? Let's start here. Yesterday we were discussing Minnesota. We want to know if they had some hoods, and somebody called in and said South Midi is somewhere you don't want to go to. So you're from the Twin Cities, Sam, and good morning to you. South Midi, is that a place we don't? Is that a place we don't want to step foot into? South Midi.
I think you'd be all right in South. I think you'd be all right in South Minneapolis for sure. But you know, as long as you, you know, handle your business and go there to do what you need to do. Minneapolis is great. Minneapolis is great. A lot of beautiful scenery. It's obviously very, very cold in the winter, but very welcoming. North side, south side. You know, northeast. Southwest, all over the city is welcoming. So we'd be happy to have you at any time.
Yeah, I need to get up there. I heard it's a great city. Cleveland is underrated as well. I know you're in Cleveland right now to cover the Warriors and the Cavaliers. Is so far so good on this road trip for the Warriors as they make their fourth start of this 5-game road trip. And, of course, the back end of this trip was the one we all anticipated. Boston, Cleveland, and OKC. Now, coming off that Boston win, a very solid win, a statement game, sort of saying, I know Jaylen Brown didn't play, but it's about the Warriors, the way the Warriors are playing. So far, Sam, what has surprised you the most about this 7-1 start for the Warriors?
I think how well the depth and how well, Steve Kerr is going deep into that rotation and everybody's bought in. You got buy-in from top to bottom. I mean, 12, 13 deep when everybody's available. And that's hard, right? That's really, really hard to get. You know, a 12 person rotation, you don't see that at the NBA level. You hardly see it at the high school level. So the fact that everybody is bought in like this, not necessarily a surprise because we understand the track record here in Golden State, but the fact that it continues to work, it continues to be successful, it doesn't really matter who's been closing, right? We've seen different closing lineups in different situations. Of course, the Warriors only have really played, you know, I guess two or three games where there's really needed to be a close, but that being said, we've seen different closing lineups. We've seen the minutes distributed differently throughout the course of the year, and it hasn't mattered. Whoever's played has played well. The ball is moving, is popping around with every single lineup, and every lineup is defending. And that's what this team was constructed to do, right? Defend at a high level. And so far, the Warriors are doing exactly that. The defense is leading the offense. The depth ensures that everybody is fresh and that the Warriors have juice at the end of these games. And when you're playing so many people and other teams aren't as deep, there's a cumulative effect, and I think we've seen that, you know, late in some of these games that have been close. The Warriors are, you know, a little fresher in overtime against Houston, and it was a, you know, crunch time clinic down the stretch the other night in Boston. So playing 11 and 12 guys, you know, not something we've seen every day, but it's working. 7-1 is 7-1, and we'll see what happens when D'Anthony Melton and Brandon Podziemski rejoin this rotation, expecting that to be pretty soon here.
There's always a pie chart whenever it comes to these things. I call it the pie chart of culpability. When a team loses, like, it's never one element. They've made personnel changes. Draymond seems to be changed in terms of his demeanor and his vibe. Obviously, Steve Kerr seems to have made a lot of adjustments to his staff, and it feels like he's on it. What do you think is the single biggest slice of why this team is different this year versus last year?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think it comes down to personnel. I mean, I think defensively last year, they didn't have the juice at the point of attack that you need. And now all of a sudden they're deep with wing and perimeter defenders, right? You go out and you added D'Anthony Melton, you get Kyle Anderson that can guard across multiple positions. You bring in Buddy Hield, who, you know, system, you get him in the right system, you get him around other good defenders. He's an impact team defender. And then, of course, you know, bringing Jerry Stackhouse on, what he's been able to do, freaking scheme. You're seeing a little bit more traps, trapping ball screens, double teams, the scrambling on the back end, recovering, you know, contesting shooters, denying straight line drives, you know, forcing the ball out of the paint, trying to keep it to the sideline and the baseline and whatnot. You have, because you're deeper with perimeter defenders now you can do things differently from a scheme perspective. So they went out and I mean, this was, you know, intentional. This was by design. They wanted to get deeper with shooting and to get deeper with shooters that can also defend. I think we've seen some growth defensively from some of the younger players too. Brandon Podziemski, of course, led the league in charges last year. He's a physical defender. Moses Moody doing his thing on defense. I think we've seen, you know, some of the upside that Jonathan Kuminga has on that side of the ball at various junctures of the season. So you know, championships are decided with perimeter defense. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Andrew Wiggins, but we knew what he could do. He showed that a few years ago, his pedigree for defending and what he brings to a playoff series. He was spectacular the other night against Jason Tatum. So the personnel on this team has allowed for a more effective scheme defensively, and ultimately that's how Steve Kerr wants to play. That's how he's always wanted to play. The great Warrior teams of the past were deep with wing defenders. They were among the best defensive teams in the NBA. They were able to switch and to do all different things to muck up offenses in playoff situations, and they have the personnel to do some of those same things this year. We've already seen it through 8 games.
Sam Gordon here on the Morning Rush, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, and Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. You'll need your wing defenders tonight against those two jokers. They like to get 2 feet in the paint, settle for the mid-range jumper. They will not just settle for threes in Cleveland. But I got an inkling that GP2 might get to start tonight to kind of slow down Garland and Mitchell, because they are quick and they're going to need that point of attack defense here. But there's a lot of noise, Sam, about what the Warriors could be doing before the trade deadline, how they could be active. We heard Brian Windhorst yesterday discuss it on ESPN, saying the Warriors are a team to watch when it comes to being active. What's your hunch on this team here? Do you think this is a finished product in terms of the roster construction, or do you think Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob are out there looking to see what else is out there, maybe getting another playmaker, getting another ball handler? What is your gut tell you here, Sam, about this roster moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, you get the sense that Mike Dunleavy and Warriors brass are always keeping their eyes open, their ears open, you know, understanding what's available, what might be available. We know, you know, how aggressive they were and what they were canvassing in the summer in terms of, you know, Paul George and Lauri Markkanen and looking at different options there. And, of course, you know, the LeBron James talks last year. So there's an understanding that Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob are willing to look around and see what's out there. At the same time, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? This team is playing really, really well right now. We understand it's a long season. Playoff basketball is a little different, but let's see how Jonathan Kuminga continues to develop. I mean, he's had some monster games off the bench. He's showing, an ability. Obviously, we knew he could get to the rim, but being able to do that in late game situations, getting to the basket, creating offense, getting the defense to collapse, creating for others. That's what this team needs. Like you said, another ball handler, somebody else that can consistently get to the cup with dribble penetration and create shots for others. If they are canvassing the market, I would imagine that's going to be the kind of player it would be for. But right now, things are working. The ball is moving. You're getting balanced scoring from all over the place. When Brandon Podziemski's out there, he's another ball handler. We've seen what Kuminga can do. And the chemistry, the vibes, the mood, the atmosphere around this team is really, really good right now. So obviously, long way to go until the trade deadline. The schedule is doesn't do them any favors later in the month and early next month. So we'll have a really good gauge, I think, by the middle of December, what this team, you know, where this team is at, what this team is, and have a little bit more information from there. But yeah, you know, you always keep ears open and eyes open. I imagine that's what the Warriors brass is going to be continuing to do despite this hot start. But you got to be careful about tweaking something that's working. They've been one of the best teams in the NBA so far. This thing is working right now.
Everywhere we go, it's like Buddy Hield, Buddy Hield, Buddy Hield, and I'm shocked at how good Buddy Hield has been. It doesn't feel like the team is that shocked. Are you shocked? And is it sustainable? Because he has been maybe the best bargain in the NBA at $9 million a year.
I don't know if shooting nearly 50% from three is quite sustainable. But the production, the energy, the shot making, that all is. And this just speaks to how important, fit is, right? And Buddy Hield is a movement shooter. That's what he was coming out of college. And it's a lot different playing for Steve Kerr and playing in a read and react system where guys are looking for him to get his shots off. Guys are screening for him. He is, clearly featured and a priority in this offense, as opposed to when you're standing off Joel Embiid and waiting for shots in the corner and just kind of standing there, right? So the fact that he's been this productive, maybe didn't see this kind of production coming, but there was reason to believe with his track record, with his pedigree as a shooter, 40% for his career, the volume that he makes, that I think, him and Steph are, top two, 3-point leaders in terms of makes the last several years. So there was reason to believe that he was going to be a good fit, and he's stepped right in there for Klay Thompson and picked up exactly where he left off. And then some, giving you 20 plus points in 26, 27 minutes a game. So He's been extremely viable as a second scorer and playing with a lot of confidence right now. And, you know, not only from a basketball standpoint, from also from a personality standpoint, giving the Warriors a lot of energy in that locker room. He's already beloved and helping keep that chemistry intact. So he's playing fantastic and giving the Warriors everything they could have hoped for and then some.
No, there's no doubt about that. Wiggins has been solid. Kuminga, Looney off the bench as well, a GP too. So tonight will be a lot of fun, Sam. I know you're going to have a lot of fun. The Cleveland Cavaliers, the old friend Kenny Atkinson, the 9-0 Cavs with Mitchell and Garland. They got Evan Mobley up front. And remember last season, they took it to the Warriors twice within 6 days. So I know the Warriors had this one circled on their calendar to get a little payback. Sam, enjoy the game out there in Cleveland, man. We always appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Thank you, Sam.
Anytime, Sam Gordon, San Francisco Chronicle.